Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah.
Welcome to Los Angeles.
Welcome, Glamgelinos.
We hope you stay a while.
Cute.
That's cute.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's my motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
At time of recording, I am not yet 36 years old, and Kirby has now lived like a week and a half.
10 days.
What wisdom do you have to bestow upon me?
This is like the graduation music. Bum, 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 bum. Sarah, when you turn 36, very important things happen. You realize that you have been beautiful your whole life. You realize that the times you looked at yourself begrudgingly and said, I wish I was thinner. I wish I had bigger boobs. I wish I had a smaller butt. I wish I had a rhinoplasty. I wish I had veneers. You were wrong. You were wrong the whole time. Because you look back and you realize you were perfect just the way you were. And now you are an aging woman of 36. You have lines on your face. You have hyperpigmentation from being exposed to the sun against your will. And that lesson is just to say, enjoy the body and face that you have. Enjoy it. As I think Chelsea Handler said, or maybe even Jane Fonda, take more nudes when you're in your 30s. You will appreciate them in the future. I have never taken a nude in my life. Too scared.
No. I will say I have taken more like half nudes as a pregnant woman, you know, because like your belly and stuff. But then also one of my good friends who had her baby, and she told me, I can't wait to get pregnant again. And I promised myself I will take more photos of my boobs because your boobs just, you know, are insane when you're pregnant. And I was like, good note. So that's really wise. And I think everyone, no matter the age, can learn from that. Also crazy that now we're in our late 30s.
We're late 30s. We are late 30s. We are your mothers. We are your mothers. And that's why you need to show us some respect and listen to us.
It only gets better from here. And listen, all the people that I follow, all the women who are in their 40s and 50s, they look like they're thriving.
Hashtag 40essence.
Mindy Kaling's never looked better.
Looking like a hottie toddy over there, killing it.
Like, obviously she looks great, but like you can tell she's like feeling herself, like very confident.
I would be too if I were extremely rich.
I love that for her.
I do like to think about how our mothers were going through the exact same thing at the exact same time, essentially. Even though you are the baby and I was the first for my mom.
And you were the oldest.
Around the same time in 86, 87, our moms were pregnant and giving birth and going through having a newborn, which is nuts. Janet's birthday is today, the day we're filming, recording.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, Janet. What is she doing? What's she treating herself to?
My dad scheduled a lovely dinner at this steakhouse in Dallas called Randy's Steakhouse. My brother and his girlfriend and my dad sent my mom these beautiful floral bouquets. And I got my mom tickets to see Donny Osmond at the end of this month. So she and I are having a girls trip in Vegas. We're going to go see Donny Osmond because Donny Osmond is her JC Chazet. And she went to every NSYNC concert with me. So I said, okay, we're going to see Donny Osmond. I got us front row tickets. And she cried. She definitely cried. So we're going to have a fun girls trip.
Oh my God, that's so exciting. Have you watched that video of Jennifer Garner with Donny Osmond? Kirby, you have to like work your connections and meet him backstage.
I'm trying. I'm doing outreach as we speak. This could be a content opportunity.
No less than that, honestly. I expect nothing less.
We have a new brow wax in town. I need some details on this one.
Okay. Every brow wax that comes out, I'm like, I love it. I love it. I love it. I really love a brow wax, but this is like my Goldilocks of brow waxes. It's not too thick, the Anastasia Brow Freeze. And then I love Refi, and obviously everyone does. And Megan Decker actually wrote this great article about the brow gel that broke the internet. I encourage everyone to read it about Refi, which is great. But sometimes, because Refi, even though it dries clear, you know, sometimes when you apply it, there's a little bit of a residue. There's like a learning curve with that one. And then I think I also talked about Kimiko brow gel. That one's really good, but it's not as strong and it's expensive. So I'm, you know, always looking out for the next new best thing. And of course, our dear friends at Benefit Cosmetics, they just came out with their Fluff Up Brow Flexible Brow Texturizing Wax. That is a mouthful. And I'm sure Jared Bailey had something to do with this. But it truly is like the best brow wax day to day. It's buildable if you want that like feathered brow look. But if you also just need a little bit to hold your brows and set your brows, it's perfect. It's thicker than the 24-hour brow setter. So it's got more hold, which I appreciate because I like the brow setter, but I felt like, especially because I've gotten my brows laminated, the hairs are more like relaxed and have their a mind of their own. I need like a thicker wax. I think it was almost made for that look and any sort of like thicker, more stubborn brow hairs. It's waterproof. It's also volumizing. It's long wearing, but it claims to have that natural finish. It's a small spoolie. It's like the spoolie that would be at the end of like an eyebrow brush. And I could keep applying this and it wouldn't be too much, but it holds just the right amount. And I like that it's small so that you can get in there. It dries clear. It's not crunchy, which I feel like a lot of brow waxes tend to be. It's just super creamy and it just achieves that fluffy, natural, feathered brow look that you have been seeing everywhere.
This is interesting to me because, so there's 24-hour brow setter, which I like, but brow setter doesn't have the hold that I need. I have very stubborn brow hairs. I have actually really thick brow hairs. If I am trying to pluck my eyebrow, like the bulb that comes out when I am trying to get rid of a hair is truly painful getting it out of my head. They are extremely stubborn. So with Refi, I think it's interesting because, okay, this is what it says. A uniquely developed concept and formula, the perfect balance between a wax and a gel. I think this is why when people use Refi, they get the residue and they get the white specks in their brows. Like you said, it definitely a learning curve. But when I hear wax, I think of a product that comes in a pan. I never think of something that comes in a tube that you would pump and apply with a brush. I always think of it even similar to the brow freeze. It's essentially a clear wax or like Patrick Ta's wax.
Right. Because it's so thick that you wouldn't think that it would lend to this sort of
applicator. Yes. But it looks just like, packaging wise, 24-hour brow setter. And when you apply it, it looks like it should be a gel, but it's actually a wax.
Yes, it's like a melted wax. And you nailed it, Kirby, because even in their pitch, they say, unlike your typical brow wax, this one doesn't come in a pot that requires a separate blush brush for application. This one's all in one container for easy application.
I'm very interested in this. I actually just started seeing ads for this on my feed, which is really interesting. I think Benefit has always been so focused on the brow of it all. They're actually the largest employer of estheticians in the country.
I didn't know that.
And it's because they have all their brow studios, you know? This is a pitch I recently received. As the world's largest employer of estheticians, Benefit has the unique expertise to back up these beauty solutions and has over 5,000 plus trained experts to do your brows, give you a facial, etc. Very interesting.
Obviously, like Benefit, you know, they are more than just their brow products. Their brow products are really just superior. They're so, so good when it comes to formulation, application, and they're like formulating these years out, like 2-3 years out. But it probably took them a while to really figure out how to make this one so creamy, yet buildable, but hold for, they say, up to 12 hours.
Are you filling in your brows and then doing the wax? Or are you doing the wax and filling in the brows?
Depends, but usually, and with this formula, I found that filling in my brows first and then setting it with the brow wax is the way to go. And because I have my brows laminated, I now just need either like a little bit of powder or I use the brow cheat from Charlotte Tilbury, and then I'll set it with this.
I'm still going strong with my Urban Decay brow blade for filling in my brows. I really just keep going back to that one. It works really well for me.
It's a tried and true. And no one else really makes that sort of felt tip, right? Except for Lime Crime had theirs, but I don't know if they even make that one anymore.
Valentino makes a good one, but it's expensive. All right, Benefit. Can't wait to try this. Very, very good. Beauty news, beauty news. Oh, we got some drama. I don't know this drama. I'm actually shook that I don't know this drama. Please tell me more.
I'm shook that you don't know.
I said shook.
That's $500 in the jar.
Every single news episode, I've said it. Okay, we need to pull it together. We need to pull it together.
You have until Chinese New Year, end of the month. Okay, so I learned about this from my beauty team because they keep me young. I also did not know who Alex Earle was until recently.
Can we explain Alex Earle? I always thought it was Alex Early, but I think it's Alex Earle. It's E-A-R-L-E. She popped up on my TikTok all the time. And she would get followers here and there, but she was very much a get ready with me girl. But she never talked about the products she was using. And forgive me, I know that she's probably more than some of these videos that I've seen. But every single time it's like, I'm going out and getting drunk. That's essentially the vibe that I got seeing these videos.
Someone was explaining her to me, and the way that they explained it was that she does a lot of chaotic get readies with me.
Yes, I find her very charming, but I recently saw a video where she gave a room tour and I was appalled. Everyone was like, I guess clean girl aesthetic is dead. I'm like, clearly by this mess of a room, like, please, it will be better for your mental health if you would just organize something. Please, Alex, I beg you. I beg you. Like 21, 22. I think she just turned 21. I think she goes to school in Florida, but I read somewhere she's the heir to some kind of construction company that her dad owns.
Okay.
She's from Jersey. She's the one that really got me hooked on the Charlotte Tilbury bronzer, the little dots. And she just does her makeup. A lot of people are using her as a case study on why people blow up on TikTok and why she's doing it differently than everybody else. Because instead of explaining every product she's using, she's just talking directly to the audience about her insane night or what's going on. Or like sometimes she's complaining. Sometimes she's like, I'm excited, etc.
She's very cute.
Gorgeous, white, blonde, blue-eyed, early 20-year-old woman. Okay. And so there's a lot of conversation around that. Like,
yeah,
does this girl necessarily do anything that much different than other creators? Why did she go from like 40K followers to like, how many does she even have? 10 million?
Yeah. But it's also, you know, we've talked about this many times, but the authenticity of it all, right? It's like Emma Chamberlain effect, where it's like people just want you to be completely honest. And if your room is a mess, great. That makes a lot of people feel better. And it's better than this like clean girl aesthetic, quote unquote.
I mean, if you Google Alex Earle right now, okay, she has 3.4 million followers. The swiftness that she gained them is wild. But The Sun has a story. Who is Alex Earle on TikTok? Stylecaster. Alex Earle's makeup routine has TikTokers in a chokehold. In the know, Alex Earle is bringing back white eyeliner and we're into it. That's another signature part of her look. She puts like the NYX jumbo white crayon pencil in her lower lash line. Okay, so that's Alex Earle.
The reason she has found herself in some TikTok beauty drama is because about a week ago, and I'm pulling from this article from The Cut, she did one of her makeup tutorials where she shared her top 2022 Amazon purchases. And one of those products was the Miel Organics Rosemary Mint Hair Oil. And in her video, she said, I've only been using this for a little over a month and I've already seen tremendous hair growth. So a little bit about this hair oil. It's been around forever. It's made by a Black woman and it's made not, it says it's for all hair types, but mostly women with natural hair use it. So Black women are upset because she sold it out. People can't get it. And they began to, you know, leave comments like, if you sell our Miel hair oil, I will riot, leave it alone, like, stop talking about it. And so they're pissed, to say the least. But again, this oil has been around for years. It's $10. Black women have been using it and swearing by it because it helps with their natural hair. It helps with hair growth. And it's something that they have been, you know, using in their hair wardrobe forever. And so all of a sudden, all of these people are now buying it and selling it out and they're having a hard time finding it. There's like so many questions that I have because one would argue she's supporting a Black-owned business. So that's great, right?
This is insane. There are so many stories about this particular drama, which to me, and by the way, the founder of Miel Organics, Monique Rodriguez, holy shit, she is drop dead gorgeous. I'm looking at this story from Afrotech. I'm like, oh my God, like you need to be plastering your face everywhere, sister. She founded Miel Organics in 2014. She created a highly sought after product for natural, healthy hair. And the brand is now worth over $100 million. So I would argue that Alex Earle is not necessarily putting Miel Organics on the map. Like they've been doing the damn thing, right? Especially for natural hair.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of like, well, if it's already hitting 100 million revenue, then people should just be worried in general that like other Black women with natural hair are going to sell out the product, right?
Totally, right. That it's just going to sell out in general. So there is concern around the fact that this could catapult the business even further into success in that it'll get acquired and then similar to, I guess, Shea Moisture, what happened when they were acquired is that they changed their formulas to appeal to more hair types. So they were pissed when that happened, which understandably.
I understand that completely. And I think anytime a brand gets acquired and then the formula changes, it is an extreme bummer because it basically kills the brand, like right out the gate. You can't recover from that. So I understand the concern. Where are we drawing the line?
Yeah. What is she actually doing wrong other than saying that she started using this product, it works for her hair and she likes it, you know?
Because we are always trying to make sure that we support Black women, period, right?
Women of color.
So I also think this backlash could make it difficult or concerning for people that do have massive influence, because they're going to be like, are people going to criticize me or cancel me or drag me for supporting this brand and potentially selling it out? Like, there's just so many layers to this.
I feel that. And then, you know, the argument of many Black women who are actually there, I guess some are jokingly leaving like negative reviews to deter people from buying the product.
Come on, that is not, I'm sorry. We all need to collectively get a grip on this. That is not the way to go.
But I do see their argument in that there are only a limited number of products made for natural textured hair compared to what's available for white women. So they're like, well, you know, you got to leave us some stuff. But that's only if it really does like sell out. I'm just saying, you know, that is one of their arguments. I should also say the owner, founder, Monique, she released a statement and said that she has no plans to change the formula. They pride themselves on being a brand that solves problems for the need of their consumers. You know, she says, like, as a woman of color, a founder, a creator, like, she has no plans of doing that. And so I don't think anyone needs to worry about it. I'm sure if we asked her, she'd probably say she was pretty happy with the fact that this product has gone viral.
I understand, you know, the Black and brown community wanting to keep something for themselves, right? I get it. I'm not faulting anybody for wanting that. Do not leave a negative review in order to keep people from buying this product. Don't be a dork, okay? Don't do it. Just pull it together. That's dork shit right there. Let's keep focus. This is only going to help this particular brand. They're already doing great. They're already doing great.
Right. They're already super successful. The product's been out for so long. Yeah.
Yes. 2014. I mean, this is not a baby brand.
If anything, this gives them more money to make more of it, right?
Preach. Preach. Okay. Wow. I thought she was like, she shamed the brand in some way or something. I thought it was something like way more nefarious than that. That is wild. All right. Let's move on. Ooh, the worst and best U.S. cities for your skin.
I know. I was going to do a data girl for this, but I think we should just walk through it because it's kind of interesting and it would be hard for you to guess all of them. Well, I don't know. Let's see. Kirby, what is the worst city in the U.S. for skin health according to HouseFresh, which gave 328 U.S. cities a score for skin health, taking factors such as air pollution, UV light, and water hardness into account?
L.A.
L.A. is not the worst, but cities in California are among the worst for skin health. I don't know if you're going to get this because it seems so random to me, but Scottsdale, Arizona, worst city in the U.S.
Dry as hell, lots of sun.
Yeah, so high UV index, water is hard. The water is hard and pollution is pretty high.
If you live in Scottsdale, you better be slathering on the antioxidants and sunscreen and getting a water filter for your shower.
Okay. The best city, would you care to take a stab?
Is it somewhere in Montana or Wyoming?
No, but it's another M state.
Minnesota? Michigan?
Closer. I'm so bad at geography. Maine. Auburn, Maine.
Ooh, Maine. Okay, sexy Maine. I wonder if that's going to cause a flood of people to visit and move to Maine for better skin. That's the new story.
To move to Maine? I'm Googling Auburn, Maine, and I'm going to images.
Commission a story for a refinery that's, I moved to Maine for better skin.
And here's what happened to my skin. Yes. Based on their calculations of water hardness and very low UV index, like 2.83, compared to Corona is number two on the list of worst cities. And they have a pollution, first of all, of 14.7, which is extremely high, whereas Auburn, Maine's pollution is a 6.
Okay, so significantly better.
The UV index is 2.8, and then Corona's is 5.5. Let me read off a few other cities that are good for your skin. Bozeman. And then another Maine. Yeah. So basically the lesson here is we need to move to Maine. And unfortunately, we are in California, which high UV, high pollution.
Style Seat did this thing with Yelp to find out which cities are the most beauty obsessed by determining the number of star ratings for different beauty businesses, from spas to barbershops and stuff like that. And they wanted to know which cities offer the best bang for each buck that you spend. The key findings were that the best value beauty treatments are located in Salt Lake City, Utah, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and Sacramento, California.
Oh, Sacramento.
Okay, so Beauty Lab and Laser was created by Heather Gay, and she is a cast member of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. And that is where Jen Shah got picked up by the federal government to basically go to prison for scamming geriatric people out of money. I'm not kidding. This all happened in the parking lot of Beauty Lab and Laser. I feel that brands need to start making trips to Salt Lake City, and one of the events should be going to Beauty Lab and Laser to see Heather Gay and witness the spot where Jen Shah got taken by the feds.
So the lesson here is, wherever you are, even if you don't live in Maine, you got to wear that sunscreen, water filter, sorry, also that water filter, slap on that vitamin C, wear some sunscreen, and maybe we should all, yeah, take a trip to Maine to just let our skin breathe.
No, we should do one of those field trips that Amanda Montel does, where she takes people to Italy. Instead, we take people to Maine. Who wants to go to Maine with us? Let's do it. Hold on. There was a shower head that I really wanted to look into. Okay. It's called the Jolie Filtered Shower Head for better skin, hair, and well-being. Oh, they're following me. I'm about to reach out like nobody's business. Okay, so it's the filtered shower head. It's $165. And they come in a bunch of different colors, which I think is really cool.
The black one is so chic. If you have like black hardware in your bathroom, the white one as well.
It says the Jolie filtered shower head removes chlorine, heavy metals, and other contaminants from your shower water to improve your skin, hair, and well-being. Jolie will give you your best skin and hair guaranteed. And if you don't like it, you can return it for a full refund within 60 days. This is really interesting. It says it has this best-in-class filtration system, and it breaks down exactly what that means, what it comes with. This is really, really interesting. Birdie's written about it. I mean, it really, truly is gorgeous. But yeah, I've been using the T3. That's the one that I have. Water filters, they really do change the game, but you also have to change the filter in them, which I failed to do. I don't do that.
Yeah, so you have to remember to do that. That's like the hardest part about it.
One thing I wanted to mention. Are you familiar with Esther Povitsky?
Who is that?
She's a comedian, and I find her freaking hilarious. She used to co-host Glowing Up, the other beauty podcast, which people are obsessed with. So Esther had a show on Freeform with one of her best friends who... The guy that's her best friend, his sister, I think, created Reformation. So it was loosely based on their life here in LA. When I worked a lot with Freeform, I did it upfront and met her and him. And she was so funny. And she kills it on TikTok. She does these things like, this is what the hot girls are doing. So every once in a while, she'll be like, okay, hot girls are doing this. They're rubbing this stuff on their forehead when they have a headache. It's like made for men, but whatever, just do it. This is the most recent TikTok. So in this TikTok, I got tagged in, and she said that all the hot girls are using this beauty brand. And people were tagging me going, Kirby, what is this beauty brand? Because Esther in her hot girl TikTok said that she can confirm all the hot girls are using it, but she has searched everywhere and cannot get her hands on this brand. So the brand is called Fluff CC. I looked it up because I took a screenshot of Esther's photo that she had, and it looked like a compact with a bronzer. And I saw engraved on it, it said Fluffy or Fluff Y-N, like yes or no. And so I was looking up like Fluffy Y/N. What does this mean? Their Instagram handle is It's All Fluff. It's all dot fluff. But their name is technically Fluff Casual Cosmetics. They have 28,000 followers. So like, you know, little medium-sized following. I think they have a podcast called Pretty Hard. And they do drops. The Pretty Hard Podcast, episode 4. So they just launched a podcast. Cool. And if you go to their website to try to buy it, you can't. It's like coming soon. So I guess they did maybe a pop-up in New York and people got these products. But if you look at them, they're gorgeous. Like, they're so stunning. They're refillable. I desperately, desperately need the lip oil and the bronzer on my person immediately. The lip oil, I want to stick my finger in it. It's really, really cute. But Esther single-handedly has like put this brand on the map now because she said all the hot girls are using it. And now everyone's like, I can't get a hold of it.
It's very chic. Did you ever use those products from Lila B?
Yep, that's exactly what it reminds me of, Lila B.
It also reminds me of the Glossier perfume, solid perfume. Anyway, I love a slider.
Yeah, it's a very beautiful compact. But for anyone that has seen that video from Esther, who, by the way, we should get on this podcast because she's freaking hilarious. Fluff CC, Fluff Casual Cosmetics is the brand that all the hot girls are apparently using. And lastly, we have some...
just like retail business news. Did you find yourself in store, Kirby, at Ulta or Sephora?
Yes.
You did during the holiday season? Well, you weren't alone because according to... traffic analytics firm Placer.ai, which that sounds, how are they tracking? In-person visits to beauty stores during 2022 were 13.4% to 30.9% greater than they were in 2019, which, like, come on, that makes a lot of sense. There's really nothing like going into the store, swatching the products, smelling the fragrance with your nose. You know what I mean? Especially during the holidays, it's just so fun to go into a mall.
Yeah, I got a Sephora gift card and I plan on walking over to my nearest Sephora and browsing and taking a look and buying one single solitary thing with it. Well, you gotta love it. You gotta love it.
This also said that both retailers picked up market share with beauty-loving Gen Zers this past year. They gained wider exposure by expanding their store fleets and shop-in-shop partnerships with Target and Kohl's.
I went into a lot of different Targets over the past couple of months, and they all seem to have the Ultas in there. It's wild and impressive. Makes it so much more convenient, truly. I love it.
It really does. And like, yeah, discovery, you're just more likely to spend when you're already there, you know? So... Good for both Ulta and Sephora. That's our show. Thank you for listening. Follow us on all platforms for announcements and opportunities at Los Angeles Pod, and join our Facebook group to share your own reviews.
Los Angeles was created by Kirby Johnson and Sarah Tan. It is a part of the Acast Network. Our episodes are mixed and edited by Roxy Flo and Stacey Abarca.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.